And I'm just going to be honest with you, Sunday school confirmed it this morning. John chapter 12, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead. Now, that's enough to stop and shout on right there.
Amen.
Whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare that which was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for your blessings. And we thank you, God, for the sweet spirit we've already felt. God, thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, Lord, in our church, God, and what you're going to do in our church. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us, dear God, as we get into this message. Lord, I pray, God, you would convict hearts, God, touch hearts, God. Help us to draw closer to you today, Lord, than we've ever been. And Lord, whatever's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We talk about worship, and I've preached on worship in this church for almost 25 years, and some get it, some don't, and I understand that, amen? It's not about us. It's not about what's happening in your life. It's not about having a good day or a bad day. Worship is all about Jesus, amen? It's all about God, and understand something. You know, you are to worship whether you upset the one beside you or not. You are to praise him whether you upset the one beside you or not. You are to testify whether you upset the one beside you or not. That ain't got nothing to do with it. We ought to just go ahead and lift up Jesus, amen?
Amen.
The thing about it is, you know, you can worship at church. And let's get honest, most of us worship at church. You ought to be able to worship at home. Amen. You ought to be able to worship in your car. It ought to get so good sometimes you just got to pull over on the side of the road and have yourself a spell. Amen. I hope that after this message this morning, somebody will come to me next week and say, preacher, I was listening to some good gospel music, had myself a fit, had to pull over and run around the car 3 times. We ought to be able to do that. But most of us worship in church. Let's just be honest. You know, the thing about it is a lot of people come to church and they got a praise on their mind, and that's great. We ought to do that. That praise excites people. It stirs the emotions. It gets us ready to worship. Amen. The thing about it is, you know, but we ought to come in the worship mode. I love worship. Praise the Lord. I love worship. I love it when somebody can't help it and have a running spell. Amen. I love it. But this sermon this morning is going to be a little bit different. I want to preach a little while on this thought. Working while others worship. It got on me in the choir this morning. I already knew what I was going to preach, and I already knew about the sermon. And I might just leave my notes alone and just go with it. Think about this. Let me do it this way. Both Mary and Martha, we know the story. Lazarus has been raised from the dead. We understand that. Lazarus was dead. Don't get no worse than that. Amen. And Jesus moved miraculously in her life. We've already heard testimony this morning of Jesus moving miraculously. And I'm telling you right now, I could go on every pew in this building right now, and somebody can tell me how Jesus has done something miraculous in your life. Both of these women had the same miracle happen to them. Both of these women, their brother had died, and understand something, they had the same miracle at that time. At the time when Jesus, when you go back and study it and you read it, when Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave, the Bible says Jesus said, loose him and let him go. That's all it says about it. Then it goes on to something else. The Bible don't talk about how they acted at the graveyard. The Bible don't talk about how they did they worship at the graveyard. I don't know. But Greg, I kind of got a picture in my mind. When Lazarus came out of that tomb, Mary and Martha was so overwhelmed at what happened. They just, have you ever been in a situation where you were so overwhelmed and you couldn't do nothing? Maybe that was the case at the graveyard. So both of them had the same miracle. It wasn't because one got a prayer answered and somebody else didn't get a prayer answered. Both of their prayers was answered. It wasn't because somebody had money in the bank and one didn't have money in the bank. They were sisters. They lived together. They were both on equal ground. And the thing about it is sometimes we come into God's house on equal ground. Amen. And Tony will worship and David won't. Why is that? Both lived in the same house. These girls, they understand something. Mary did not sneak the alabaster box in. It was already there. Mary lived in this house. Most scholars believe that this was something that Mary and Martha had done together. They had put their money together and bought this alabaster box full of this precious ointment. I got to think about it as I was studying it. Don't you know with something like, Brother Skip, they had talked about this. What can we do to show Jesus we love him? What can we do? That Mary would not have gone in and got that alabaster box worth a whole year's wages and done that without letting her sister know. I'm telling you, I believe this was an orchestrated thing. I believe when Jesus got there, they had already talked about what they were going to do. Mary said, Martha said, you get the box, I'll do the serving, you go in and worship. Now, this is what I thought about when I was in the choir. With that thought in mind, both of them had paid for it. Maybe they had talked about it. And let me just throw it out like this. Maybe Mary wasn't that good of a cook. Maybe Mary wasn't that good at doing the service like that. So maybe Martha said, I tell you what, you take the box. You take our box and you go in there and pour it out on him, and I'll take care of this other stuff behind the scene. Can't you just imagine as this unfolds, Greg, as she sees Mary, Martha's got all the drinks served, everybody's happy, everybody's full. Martha's got everything done, and Mary comes in with the box, and maybe Martha just steps behind the door. After everything's done and after everything's in place, what a disservice it would have been to Martha for Mary not to worship. Amen. Can't you just imagine as Martha? I just got to get away from my notes, amen. I just got to get away. Understand something. If you go back to the book of Luke, we find out that this has happened before. We find out that Jesus was in the house. We find out that Mary is at sitting at the feet of Jesus. And we find out that Martha comes in and Martha says, hey, Lord, aren't you going to rebuke her for not helping me? And Jesus basically tells her, you too busy. Mary has chosen the good thing. She has chosen to sit at my feet. That's the problem with a lot of us. We come in, we're too busy. So now we come again, and now something has happened that changed her attitude about working. Something has happened that changed her attitude about how she is around Jesus. Her brother died. Her brother got sick. They sent for Jesus. Jesus waited. Her brother died. They bury him in the grave. I mean, it's hopeless. It's all downhill. We don't have a brother. We don't have a man in the house to help us. Hey, it's all downhill. From where in the world was Jesus at when I needed him the most? Jesus shows up. Both of them come running out to him and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. Jesus said, where have you laid him? They take him over to the graveyard. And Jesus said, he said, remove the stone. He said, oh no, Lord, don't do that. You can't work now. It's done too late. You can't do nothing now about my prayer request. How many of y'all ever been to the place where you didn't think he could do nothing else about your prayer request? But all of a sudden, he said, remove the stone. Amen. Remove the stone. Lord, he stinks by now. Don't you worry about it. You move the stone out of the way. I'm getting ready to show you something. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus gets up from being dead, comes out the graveyard. He ain't dead no more. Hey, I'm telling you right now, it don't get no better than that. Amen. And now we, in John chapter 12, Martha's attitude has changed. Jesus don't rebuke her no more. Study it. If you study the Bible, this is the last time Mary and Martha is mentioned in the Bible. And there's no rebuke. She's serving Greg behind the scenes. She is willing to do whatever it takes so Mary can worship. The choir was singing today. And I look back and Jamie was standing up with her hands up, and I'm thinking, Lord, I'm willing to work while she worships. Hey. Choir members, you ought to be ecstatic this morning because the altar filled up. You ought to be ecstatic this morning that you were willing to stand in while somebody else got blessed. See, the problem with most of us, if we ain't the ones getting blessed, we poke our lips out. We run our lips. We don't. I'm just going ahead and tell you, I'm understanding. And I thought about it, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. Understand? When I thought about this, Brother Tony, I get up and preach, and I see people, they'll raise their hand and come down to an altar. I'm willing to work while you worship. The problem is, are you willing to worship while I work? That's the thing. What a disservice it would have been for Martha if Mary had said, well, I'm just going to pour a little bit of this out on his feet. Martha's back there. She's serving. She's working. And Mary come out there and said, I'll raise my hand behind the pew so nobody can't see it. We've all been blessed. Every one of us been blessed beyond measure. My God, we ought to all be in hell this morning. I'm telling you right now, we ought to all be in hell this morning. There ain't none of us, there's none good, no, not one, amen. I'm telling you right now, if most of us got what we deserve since we got saved, we'd all be in hell this morning. But thank God, we've all been blessed. He showed up in our lives. He's answered prayer. He's lifted us up out of the miry pit, set us on a solid rock. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, when we come to God's house, if we're not careful, we're set there and not honor him. We're getting ready to go into Easter play season. There ought not be a time that David goes back there and looks at that list that we ain't got more than enough to sign up for the Easter play. If you've ever been in the Easter play, you know it's a blessing to work while somebody worships. My God, David, don't you never let the devil tell you that it ain't important. Don't you never let the devil tell you that it ain't worth it. Glory to God. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I've been in it too many times. I've done seen God do too much through that Easter place for me not to say, Lord, I'm willing to work while somebody else worships. When you get up to sing in the choir or you get up to do a special song, when you get up, hey, you ought to be thankful that you're willing to work while somebody else worships. But the thing about it is, if somebody's up singing and somebody's working in that Easter place and somebody's working in the nursery, glory to God, you ought to be able to say, I'll worship while they work. Glory. They're taking their time. They're watching my child. They're doing the things behind the scenes that nobody can see, and I ought to be able to worship. I'm willing to work while somebody else worships. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our deacons. There have been a lot of times we've been here shouting it out. They'd be in the back doing stuff that you don't never know. See, we come in, you come into God's house on Sunday morning, and the choir gets up and you say, ooh, choir sounds real good. You don't realize we've been practicing some of these songs 3 weeks. The band comes out, sometimes by theirself, and works on this stuff, takes time out of their schedule, takes time away from their mom, their children, takes time away from their family so that you can come in, hear it one time, and it's right. The least you could do is worship while they work. That's the least you could do. When we come in and the band and the choir and people and the band sings and the choir sings and Gavin and Olivia or Brother Robert or whoever gets up and sings, they've practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced and we come in and sat there like a bump on a pickle. My God, the least you could do is worship when they're working. Because you understand something. If Gavin and Olivia stand up here and Gavin and Olivia sing, and I've never seen Gavin and Olivia get up when they didn't sound good. They're practicing at home. They're practicing while two little boys run around. They're putting time in so that you and I can get the very best they got. They're putting time in so that Jesus can get the very best they got. You and I ought to do something besides sit there in that pew. We ought to raise our hands. We ought to work. I'm just telling you, I don't mind being the one behind the scenes. I don't mind being the one that lets Greg break the alabaster box. I ain't got a problem with that. But glory to God, break the box. Are you willing to work while others worship? And are you willing to worship while others work? It all works together. It all works together. See, the thing about it is, and I'm getting ready to get on some folks now. I've told you this before, and sometimes it goes in one end right out the other. The choir's going to sing tonight. The preacher's going to stand up and preach tonight. The preacher's going to preach on Wednesday night. I put just as much time in my sermons on Wednesday night as I do Sunday mornings. Are you willing to worship while I work? I just preached last Sunday morning about how it's a sin to miss church. It's a disservice to Jesus and a disservice to the ones that's putting the time in for us not to be here and for us not to worship. We ought to look at worship a whole lot different this morning than we ever have. Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, when David puts in the time to study that Sunday school lesson and I don't show up, I'm doing him a disservice. If I'm not sick, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about being out of town on vacation. That's not what I'm talking about. When Sister Jeannie and the choir and the band puts in that time and time and time to stand up and get things right, folks. How do you think Martha would have felt? Just like I said a while ago, Martha behind the scenes. Martha's excited about what Mary's getting ready to do. They've already talked about it. Martha said, you do that better than I do. Maybe Mary said, well, the last time I did it, let me serve. No, Martha said, no, I want you to get out there. I want you. You're better at this than I am, and I'm going to stand back. I'm going to let you do it. Can you imagine? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, if I'd have been Martha and she'd just went in there and poured a little bit out, I'd have come out of busting through there. Have you lost your mind? Do you realize what he did for us? Do you look over there at that table sitting right beside Jesus? There's our brother that just a few weeks ago was in the graveyard. He was dead, and you just gonna pour out a little bit on him? Have you lost your mind? That's how I feel sometimes, Brother Ralph, when I'm up preaching and the Holy Ghost is moving and some of y'all sitting there looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate and like a deer looking in headlights, and I'm thinking, what is wrong? Ronnie, he's been too good to us. Amen. For us not to worship him. For us not to be here. He's been too good to us.
He's been too good to me for me not to want to work while Brother Tony worships. There wasn't nothing thrill me no more than for me to preach, for me to be in that choir singing or singing a special song and see Tony get blessed beyond measure. Wasn't nothing, I'm telling you right now, wasn't nothing thrill me no more than to be up here preaching and the whole church getting to shouting and having it. I'm just going to go, if y'all did that, I'll probably take a running spell and run right through you. Amen. Are you willing to work while others worship? And are you willing to worship while others work? Come on. Power and prayer. Come on. Now, the ball's in your court. I want you to stand.